Well, continuing our walks through Texas, I want to introduce Kelly Martin and Sandy Rodriguez. Kelly is the supervising archivist at the Morris Sound Archives, division of the Labud Collections at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, where she manages the day-to-day business of the Sound Archive. Right now, she's coordinating the preservation and digitization of the Arthur B. Church KMBC radio collection. Mike, take notice. She's managing also the loading and archival material into the library's automated storage and retrieval systems. And previous to this project, she assisted in the sound recording as a sound recording specialist with the J. David Golden project. She holds a bachelor's degree in history from UMKC and a master's education from the University of Missouri in Columbia. And she's also working on a second master's, glutton for punishment, I guess, in library and information science. Sandy is a special projects catalog librarian at MAR. She's finishing up an NEH-funded project to provide access to over 3,500 broadcast recordings, take notice again, and stampers that are in the Church KMBC collection. And previous to working on this collection, she completed the Mellon Foundation project to catalog the 10,000 broadcast recordings of the Golden Collection. She holds a bachelor's degree in music education and a master's in science and library science from the University of Kentucky. And they both wanted you to know that irrespective of the subject here, they're not from Texas. And we'll find out in a moment if the KMBC Texas Rangers were or not. Kelly, Sandy.
I'm going to start with a disclaimer right now. The Texas Rangers are not from Texas. They play Texas swing, but they are not from Texas. Several years ago, the Morris Sound Archives was fortunate to have received a large collection of manuscripts, photographs, film, transcription discs from the son of Arthur B. Church, the founder and president of Kansas City CBS-affiliated radio station, KMBC. After securing funding from NEH to provide access to this collection, we began listening to and researching these recordings. Soon we were humming the Western swing music of the Texas Rangers, and it became apparent that in the 1930s and 40s, the Rangers were quite a franchise to Church and to KMBC. They performed in the Big Brothers Club, the Big Brother Club, the Flying Horse Ranch, which became the Red Horse Ranch, the Brush Creek Follies, Diamond City News, Nighttime on the Trail, Under Western Skies, Circle G Ranch, and frequently worked with Tex Owens. They also went to Hollywood and performed in several films. Today, we'll give you a broad overview of the KMBC CBS Texas Rangers. You'll get some facts about their career, and most importantly, you'll get to hear them perform. So who were the Texas Rangers? Here you can see our four-man singing group known as the Midwesterners or the Lamppost Four, depending on which program they were in. In this instance, it's the Lamppost Four because it's from the Brush Creek Follies. That's Arizona with the guitar, and we'll tell you more about him a little later. Three of these guys were in a singing group in the same high school in Independence, Missouri. They were also in the same church choir, and sometime in the late 20s, the church choir director matched them with another young man, and our quartet was formed. In 1932, the house band from KMBC moved to Chicago, so the station needed to hire four new instrumentalists. Gomer Cool, a fiddle player, was already on staff, so they hired three additional musicians to add to the station's talent roster. They combined the two groups to form the Texas Rangers, an eight-man swing group that played 20 instruments between them. The instrumentalists are Clarence Idaho Hartman on bass, Gomer Tenderfoot Cool on fiddle, Joe Monty Strand on accordion, Herbie Arizona Kratowska on guitar and banjo. Joe Strand replaced Paul Sells in 1941, which is a really good time to mention that over the years, the members of the group changed, but their cowboy names stayed the same and stayed with the group. The vocalists from left to right are tenor Fran Irish Mahaney, sitting in the rocking chair. Standing is baritone Robert Bob Crawford, then bass Edward Tucson or Tukey Cronenbold, followed by the first tenor Rod Dave May. Now this is the opening theme to the show.
Life on the Red Horse Ranch.
In 1935, the first musical drama show, The Flying Horse Ranch, was renamed Life on the Red Horse Ranch to spotlight their sponsor, Saucony Vacuum, and its iconic Red Horse logo. The centerpiece of the show was 3 to 5 musical numbers to be performed by the Rangers and Tex Owens, and the scripts were written by Gomer Cool. Here's a little sample of their acting.
I'm leaving Cheyenne, I'm off for Montana. Goodbye, old paid, I'm leaving Cheyenne.
Hey, you sure you got your cot all made up at the bunkhouse, Alabama?
What in tarnation are you talking about, Bob?
Well, I just figured we wouldn't want to bother about that when we had to carry you up there.
You better get the buckboard hitched up, Arizona. We may have to drive 2 or 3 miles to find Alabama after he gets off that bronc.
Well, go on with your joking, boys. Have a good time. But wait till Tenderfoot and Idaho drive that pony in here. You're heading for the surprise of your life.
Well, you're going to have to get someone else besides me to help saddle him. I don't count on being pawed to death.
I'm saddling Red myself. No one's going to touch that horse any time but me.
Well, you ain't going to be touching him long. You won't even have time to pull leather.
You never saw me pull leather yet, did you, Arizona?
I never saw you try to ride a cyclone before, neither.
In this video clip, you'll see how the show was produced. There were professional actors playing more prominent roles, and the Rangers stepped in to perform musical numbers.
Please. Please.
Well, maybe not. Trust me, the acting's pretty bad. So for the, in the 1930s and 1940, in 1939 and 1940, the Rangers really took off, and starting in January 1939, when the governor of Texas commissioned the musical group, the Texas Rangers, along with Tex Owens as an honorary member of the state's famed law enforcement group, it's interesting to note that in an interoffice memo, the Rangers expressed their disappointment that Tex was included since he was never an official member of the group. But Arthur B. Church really didn't see any that they had anything to lose by including Owens. Then Hollywood came calling. Their first appearance was in a serial called The Oregon Trail that starred Johnny Mack Brown. That was in May of 39, followed by several films with Johnny Mack Brown and with Gene Autry. Here are some shots from the films. In fact, the Rangers' relationship with Autry reached beyond the silver screen, and they began backing him in his radio program, Melody Ranch. This, in turn, led them to request their own show on the CBS network. And they got it. In the fall of 1940, they got their own show called Circle G Ranch, which was sponsored by Old Gold Cigarettes. It ran for 13 weeks, and while very popular, it failed to get renewed when Old Gold changed their ad agency. From 1941 to 42, the Texas Rangers Library comprised of nearly 400 selections and was produced and distributed around the country. When World War II broke out in the U.S., the boys performed in camps and hospitals until they joined the service themselves. Even though temporarily disbanded, their music continued to play during the war. After the war, they got back together and started performing again on radio and TV and film. But in the late 40s, the transcription library wasn't doing as well, so the station management saw that the original eight-man group was too expensive. So the Texas Rangers became a completely new group, a five-man group called the New Texas Rangers. Well, that's 20 minutes of history, or 20 years of history in under 8 minutes because we lost the video. But now Sandy can do the fun part and let you listen to some more of their clips.
By the way, that video is available on our Brush Creek Follies website. If you just Google Brush Creek Follies, you should be able to view that video under the Texas Rangers, I believe. One more thing before we get to the music. The Texas Rangers can easily be compared to another prominent Western group of the time, the Sons of the Pioneers. In fact, in the summer of 1936, Arthur B. Church tasked the Rangers' fiddle player, Gomer Cool, with investigating the Pioneers' transcription library. We're not certain if he was soliciting his opinion about the Pioneers, but Gomer Cool gave them regardless, saying, "I listened to the program over WLBF this morning. Their type of singing undoubtedly has a great appeal. However, we believe that the Texas Rangers have them beat on the following points. One, variety, sweet, peppy, solos, trio, quartet, orchestra, comedy, etc. Two, selection of numbers. Those played this morning weren't especially good. Three, quality. The Texas Rangers as a legitimate musical group can carry a wider appeal. I believe they have us beat a little on the fiddle." So now for the music, you can decide for yourself if you agree with Tenderfoot or not. To get an idea of their instrumental and vocal abilities, this popular standard, "Wait Till the Sun Shines," Nelly. This photo is from the set of the film Chip of the Flying U with Johnny Mac Brown. Idaho on bass was also known as Dad, as he was the oldest member of the group.
Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, when the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nelly, don't you sigh. Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, by and by.
And here are a popular ballad selection from their transcription library. You'll notice with this and the next selections their use of traditional barbershop harmony.
Stop crying, I'll come back to you some sunny day. Every night you'll know that I'll be pining, every hour a year while I'm away. Big brown eyes and smile, dear. Banish all those tears and please don't sigh. Kiss me once again and hold me. Mexicali Rose, goodbye.
Several members of the Rangers composed original songs for the group. Bob Crawford, pictured here, is the most prolific composer of the group, composed this particular selection when the bugle was sounding taps in 1942, which is rather topical given the outbreak of World War II in America.
Are you thinking of your
soldiers longing for his sweetheart?
Far away tonight, who's writing this letter to you? When the bugle is sounding taps tonight, then I'll be dreaming of you. How I long to caress you
another selection from the transcription library. This is a vocal trio, missing the bass vocal.
Bells are calling me over the blue horizon, down by the road.
This scrapbook image is from their 1946 songbook, which is why you see Joe Strand as Monty instead of Paul Sells. Another hallmark of the Rangers were their instrumental performances. These selections are from a 1938 audition recording.
Folks, Monty wrote this tune himself.
And this is Paul Sells
as
Monty.
He sure did, honest. Hit it, Monty, hit it.
Perhaps the biggest ham of them all, Arizona displays his skill on the banjo in Tiger Rag. In the early 40s, he established a world speed record for guitar with an arrangement of Flight of the Bumblebee. This is a song that gets stuck in my head. But I think it really demonstrates their chemistry as an ensemble.
My walking cane. Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm gonna leave on the midnight train. All my sins are taken away. Hand me down my bottle of corn. Oh, hand me down my bottle of corn. Oh, hand me down my bottle of corn. I'm gonna get drunk at the shores you're born, cause all my sins are taken away. Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm gonna leave on a midnight train. All my sins are taken away.
I got drunk and I got in jail.
That's Arizona in his bullfrog voice.
And I got in jail.
That's him in the middle, in the center of it.
I got drunk and I got in jail. I had no one to go my bail. All my sins are taken away, away.
Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm going to leave on a midnight train. All my sins are taken away.
Well, I see the boys have got their golly poops already. In case you folks don't know what a golly poop is, it's a musical sweet potato. I'll tell you about it a little later on. You ready, fellas?
Yes, sir.
Get set.
Anyone recognize that voice? Hiram Higsby, radio's original Rube. He also hosted the Saturday Barn Dance Show on KNBC, the Brush Creek Follies, for 15 years.
Yes, sir, there's eight of these these contraptions here. There's a black one and a red one and a blue one and a big yellow one. They look like a sweet potato, only difference is you can't get music out of a sweet potato. You can get music out of these, though, I hope. The biggest one's the one that you're blowing right in my ear. That's what we call punking you out. That one, I don't think it's a sweet potato. I think it's a pumpkin.
And finally, a cowboy song from the CBS network program Under Western Skies, starring the Rangers with Martha Mears and Smiley Burnett.
I saw the light,
and I got the word.
I know that it's right,
and
I'm gonna ride.
This is an Arthur B. Church production.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.